Krishna Book Canto 12 Rukmini Chapter 60 Scene 6 Krishna's Unique Love for Rukmini. After hearing Rukmini's statement and her clarification of each and every word which Krishna had used to arouse her anger of love towards him, Krishna addressed Rukmini, "My dear chaste wife, my dear princess, I was expecting such an explanation from you, and for this purpose only I spoke all those joking words, so that you might be cheated of the real point of view. Now my purpose has been served. The wonderful explanation that you have given to each and every word of mine is completely factual and approved by me. Oh, most beautiful Rukmini, you are my dearmost wife. I am greatly pleased to understand how much love you have for me. Please take it for granted that no matter what ambition and desire you might have, and no matter what you might expect from me, I am always at your service. And it is a fact also that my devotees, my dearmost friends and servitors, are always free from material contamination. Even though they are not inclined to ask for me such liberation, my devotees never desire anything from me except to be engaged in my service. And yet, because they are completely dependent upon me, even if they are found to ask something from me, that is not material. Such ambitions and desires, instead of becoming the cause of material bondage, become the source of liberation from this material world. My dear chaste and pious wife, I have tested, on the basis of strict chastity, your love for your husband, and you have passed the examination most successfully. I have purposely agitated you by speaking many words which were not applicable to your character. But I am surprised to see that not a pinch of your devotion to me has been deviated from its fixed position. My dear wife, I am the bestower of all benedictions, even up to the standard of liberation from this material world. And it is only I who can stop the continuation of material existence and call one back home, back to Godhead. One whose devotion for me is adulterated worships me for some material benefit, just to keep him or herself in this world of material happiness, culminating in the pleasure of sex life. One who engages him or herself in severe penance and austerities just to attain this material happiness is certainly under the illusion of my external energy. Persons who are engaged in my devotional service simply for the purpose of material gains and sense gratification certainly are very foolish. Material happiness based on sex life is available in the most abominable species of life, such as hogs and dogs. So, no one should try to approach me for such happiness, because it is available even if one is put into a hellish condition of life. It is better, therefore, for persons who are simply after material happiness and not after me to remain in that hellish condition. Material contamination is so strong that everyone is working very hard day and night for material happiness. The show of religiousness, austerity, penance, humanitarianism, philanthropy, politics, science, everything is aimed at realizing some material benefit. For the immediate success of material benefit, materialistic persons generally worship different demigods, and under the spell of material propensities, they sometimes take to the devotional service of Lord Krishna. And sometimes it so happens that if a person sincerely serves Lord Krishna and at the same time maintains some material ambition, Lord Krishna very kindly removes the sources of material happiness. Without finding any recourse in material happiness, the devotee then engages him or herself absolutely in pure devotional service. Lord Krishna then continued to speak to Rukmini. My dear best of the queens, it is clearly understood by me that you have no material ambition. Your only purpose is to serve me, and you have long been engaged in unalloyed service. Exemplary unalloyed devotional service not only can bestow upon the devotee liberation from this material world, but it also promotes him or her to the spiritual world for being eternally engaged in my service. But persons who are too addicted to material happiness cannot render such unalloyed service. Women whose hearts are polluted and full of material desires devise various means of sense gratification while outwardly showing themselves to be great devotees. My dear honored wife, although I have thousands of wives, I do not think that any one of them can love me more than you. The practical proof of your extraordinary position is that you had never seen me before your marriage. You had simply heard about me from a third person, and still your faith in me was so fixed that even in the presence of many qualified, rich, and beautiful men of the royal order, you did not select any one of them as your husband, but you insisted on having me. You neglected all the princes present and very politely sent me a confidential letter inviting me to kidnap you. And while I was kidnapping you, your elder brother Rukmini violently protested and fought with me. As a result of the fight, I defeated Rukmini mercilessly and disfigured his body. And at the time of Aniruddha's marriage, when we were all engaged in playing chess, there was another fight with your brother Rukmini on a controversial verbal point. And my elder brother Balaram finally killed Rukmini. And I was surprised to see that you did not utter even a word of protest over this incident. Because of your great anxiety that you might be separated from me, you suffered all the consequences without speaking even a word. So as the result of this great silence, my dear wife, you have purchased me for all time. I have become eternally under your control. You sent your messenger to me, inviting me to kidnap you, and when you found that there was a little delay in my arriving on the spot, you began to see the whole world as vacant. At that time, you concluded that your beautiful body was not fit to be touched by anyone else. Therefore, thinking that I was not coming, you decided to commit suicide and immediately end that body. My dear Rukmini, such great and exalted love for me will always remain within my soul. As far as I am concerned, It is not within my power to repay you for your unalloyed devotion to me. Thus ends Chapter 60, Scene 6, Krishna's unique love for Rukmini. End of Canto 12, Rukmini. All glories to Krishna Book. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Karunam kuru mai karuna barite shanaka sanatana varnita charite Radhe jaya jaya madhava daite Radhe jaya jaya madhava daite Gokula charuni mandala mahite Gokula charuni mandala mahite Gokula charuni mandala mahite Radhe jaya jaya madhava daite Radhe 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 O Radha, O beloved of Madhava, O you who are filled with compassion, O you whose divine characteristics are described by the great sages Sanaka and Sanatan. O Radha, please be merciful to me. O you who are worshipped by all the young girls of Gokula, all glories unto you, all glories unto you. O Radha.